Sometimes it takes more than just talent to create a work of art. Sometimes it takes a lot of luck. If not for luck, the group Hem and its debut CD Rabbit Songs wouldn't exist. Their story starts a couple of years back when songwriter Dan Massey and some of his musician friends decided they wanted to make a CD. They didn't have a singer, so they put an ad in the Village Voice. A lot of people responded, none of them very impressive, so they pulled the ad. Then one day, a young woman named Sally Ellison called Dan. Not expecting much, he tried to get rid of her. "Send me a demo," he said. All Sally had was a tape of some lullabies.
Several of my friends were having babies, and so I had made tapes to give them for Christmas, because I'm cheap, of these lullabies. And I had one left, and I just basically called Dan. I said, "Let me come over and make a dub in your tape deck and you can have the songs and that'll be it."
So when she called me up, I was so taken aback. You know, she apparently had looked up my address on the internet.
"You told me your address, you liar."
I think she was stalking me. So she came over, she made the tape dub, and I got her out of the apartment as quickly as I could. And I wasn't ever planning on listening to the tape. And I actually went to listen to another tape, and I pressed the wrong play button, and this voice came out over my speakers that was the most beautiful voice I'd ever heard in my life. I couldn't believe it.
"Bring me a hill soft with trees. Tuck a cloud up under my chin. Lord, blow the moon out, please."
And I couldn't believe it. I remember taking that tape and listening in my Walkman. You know, you can't believe that someone had never sung professionally with a voice like that. I mean, she'd never been on a stage before.
And how did you know that it was what you needed for the music you were trying to make?
I actually didn't. I remember when I first called her up, I was like, "I can't believe how beautiful this voice is. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard, but I'm not sure if it's right for us." And then we got together, and when I first heard her sing one of the songs that we'd written, then I knew.
What song is that?
I think the first song we had her sing was Half Acre. And it was like the song had been brought to life all of a sudden. I was so used to hearing it with my own Kermit the Frog voice that I didn't even realize what was there until it was sung by her.
"I am holding half an acre, torn from the map of Michigan, and folded in this scrap of paper is a land I grew in."
I mean, that was the song that really, that was the first song where I finally sort of realized what it was that I was doing. Like, I've always loved, you know, everything from the Carter family to Aaron Copland to George Gershwin, all these great creators of the American sound. And it sort of, like, you could hear the Copland strings, you could hear the sort of the children's song melody.
"A man is walking on the highway, a woman stares out at the sea, and light is only now just breaking, so we carry every sadness with us. Every hour our hearts were broken, every night the fear and darkness lay underneath us."
You've said, Dan, you've said that lyrics, that basically this music is really lyric-driven, that you would give up a beautiful melody if a lyric didn't fit in. Is that really true?
Oh, absolutely. And I struggle so much with lyrics that I struggle over them.
And he's pretty hard on himself with lyrics, because he'll show me a song sometimes with the sort of fill-in fake lyrics.
And it's always these nonsense words.
That's not true. They're not nonsense.
And Sally falls in love with them, and then I try to give her the final lyric. She's like, "Oh, I hate
them. I miss this line. I mean, really.
Have you ever kept any of the lyrics that Sally has really loved?
I certainly hope not.
"Sidewalk bends where your house ends, like the neighborhood belongs to you. Surrounded by a chain link fence, keeps me out but lets me see. Well, I come by most every night, shutters pounding in
I wanted to ask you about the lyrics of one song that I sort of really like. Stupid Mouth Shut is the name of the song, and this is how it opens. The sidewalk bends where your house ends, like the neighborhood is on its knees. I think that's a great line. So I just wanted to ask you a little bit about how you came to write that song in particular.
I'm sure a bad relationship, like all of my songs. That actually was one of the few songs that I wrote that was lyrics first. That line came to me, and I fell in love with it. I think that probably might be my favorite opening line of any of my songs.
'Cause the sidewalk bends where your house ends, like the neighborhood is on its knees.
When you write now, do you write specifically with Sally's voice in mind?
Absolutely. I can't even imagine another voice doing them. When I write, I hear her voice in my head. It's a remarkable thing. It's like she's sitting on my shoulder the whole time. Has these great nooks and crannies in her voice that I know exactly where to find them in the melodies, and so they just come out perfectly.
What's that like for you, Sally?
I think because I love Dan's music so much, every time he brings a new song to me, you know, I'm brutally honest. And luckily, honestly, every song he's brought to me, I just love so much. I love the slow, beautiful, languid, languishing songs, and so we think very much alike.
And Dan, I understand you went bankrupt making this CD?
Yeah, we just sort of lost our heads, and we knew it was going to take a lot more than the budget that we had. At the same time, we wanted it to be perfect. I wanted to do one thing in my life that there was no compromise with, that I wanted to love it for the rest of my life, no matter what.
And in your mind, is it perfect?
Absolutely not.
Dan Massey and Sally Ellison of Hem. Their CD, Perfect or Not, is called Rabbit Songs.